When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's happening? I'm so happy to have you here today. Thanks for coming in. Got stuff to talk about today. And today it's all about you. You. Me, myself, and I. Except for you, okay? This had nothing to do with Scott today. It's all about you and prioritizing yourself first. This is a prerequisite for me in my life, and it should be for you. If you're working with me in any way, if you're a coaching client, anything like that, I'm going to make you do this, okay? I am. How to prioritize yourself first. You know you need to do it, even if you think, I shouldn't do it, I have to serve others first. Put the mask on first in the airplane, right? We'll talk about that. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, because we have a simple recipe. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show with the very simple, in fact, the most simple success recipe in the world, and sometimes it even confuses people in the back row. And some of those folks who are listening, maybe in one of those towns that you don't want to drive through. But sometimes it does that. When Scott says, stand up, take a step, repeat, people don't know what to do. It's the world's simplest success recipe. If you will stand up, and I say physically stand up and get yourself moving. I don't want you sitting down thinking through it. Don't sit down at the keyboard and think you're standing up. You're not. You're doing it right now, aren't you? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take some stuff in. Scott's going to motivate me today. No, you got to stand up. Walk around a little bit, okay? I'm not a sit-down kind of podcast. You got to move. So you stand up, you take a step. Well, Scott, what do I do? What do you mean by take a step? I don't care what it takes. See that thing you want, the what we talked about earlier in the week? You want to go that direction? Just start heading toward it. Well, what do I do? I don't care. Take a step and keep going until you figure it out. That's what you do. Repeat. Wait a second. Okay, Scott, I stood up. I'm going in that direction. I've got a path now. I know what I want to do, but it's taking longer than I thought. What do I do now? Just keep going until you get what you want. Huh? Why would you stop there? Because somebody said it was something you're not allowed to do, you can't do, you don't have the talent to do. That's not your lot in life. Is that where you would stop? No, don't do that. Stand up, take a step every week. Keep going. Hey, good to have you here today. I'm a little bit fired up. I don't know why. Might be all that fun I had at that Ren Fest I went to down in Deerfield. You guys are kind of wacky, you know that? But thanks for having some fun with me too. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. You know, commercials are a fact of life in podcasting these days, unless you're a Daily Boost premium member and they get commercial-free coaching. And guys, I want to let you know that probably next week, the first week of April, I'm going to send you an email and we're going to get together, a coaching call, a Boost coaching call. I have not done a coaching call in, what, a year? We're going to get together and work with you. So if you'd like to be part of that call, go to DailyBoostPremium.com, get yourself signed up, you'll get an invitation. Prioritizing yourself first. How do we prioritize ourselves first? How do we do that? Well, if you spend any time at all listening to me, and you should every single day, you should listen. Now, okay, some people listen every day. Some listen to multiple times a day. Some of y'all record a week and binge on the weekend. Some of you listen occasionally. Some get tired of me and come back a couple of months later. Some never like me after the first podcast. I don't know what it is. But if you spend any time, it's okay. I'm cool. I got thick skin. If you spend any time listening to me at all, it's not going to take very long before you hear me screaming from the mountaintop if I can. If not, I'll be in the swamp out a little bit west of where I live. Either way, I'm screaming it. Ignore the agenda and propaganda-filled world that you live in and focus on yourself. Now, we live in a time and place right now when it's kind of weird. Because everybody's spewing agenda, everybody's spewing propaganda. By the way, they always have. But these days with social media, we have people say, no, you can't ignore that. You must listen. You must, what? Focus on yourself? No. Don't be so selfish as to focus on yourself. I got news for you. You're doing it anyway. Everybody's doing it anyway. So if you ignore the agendas and the propaganda that you hear in the world, trust me, everybody has become a great marketer. Well, no, a terrible marketer, honestly. Everybody's become a marketer since the advent of social media. Everybody. Everybody knows how to do certain things now. Not very well, but they do it. They ought to scream and get their point across. They figure it out. The algorithm has taught them how to write a headline, how to respond, how to like, how not to like, all that kind of stuff. Trust me. Everybody has an agenda. Do you? Yeah, you do. But it might be getting pushed down, huh? So here's the truth. Nobody is thinking about you and what you do. They're not, unless they want you to do something for them. Ha! I'm sorry, I'm just pausing. I thought about George Carlin for a second, thinking he would have said something like that. Nobody's thinking about you and what you do unless they think you can do something for them. That means you need to pay attention to yourself, because nobody's thinking about you unless they want you to do something for them. Because everybody else is busy thinking about themselves unless they're thinking about something you can do to get something for them. And unless you think about what you want to do, you're not going to get it. And unless you take some time to think, what do I say when they want to get me to do something for them? You won't be able to do it. Does that make sense? Basically, everybody is thinking about themselves, including you. You have to sometimes. I ride a motorcycle, and I ride a motorcycle with a lot of people, groups, and a lot of good friends ride bikes. And one of the things I like riding about a bike is we're all together. We're riding as a group. We're like the wild hogs riding the motorcycle. We're all together, stick together. And boy, it doesn't take long before somebody feels off and says, no, I got to stop. I want to go over there. I want to see this chick, or I want to go drink a beer or something. It doesn't take long before they do what they're going to do. I'll hook up with you later. It doesn't matter. We agree to be a group and ride down the road together. And now you're going over there. Yeah, because everybody's thinking about themselves. Have you noticed that happens a lot? Some folks find it difficult because society makes it believe. You believe you must do what everybody else does to be successful. Maybe you're here today, maybe you're thinking, hey, listen, I want to be successful. You know me about the word success. If you listen to me about the word success, I'll tell you, it's kind of a generic thing. I don't really like it a whole lot. And if you get on the phone with me in a coaching call, a Daily Bruce premium client, whatever, first thing I'm going to do is get you to define success for you. So it's a word that I use, but I expect you to define it really, really, really clearly for yourself. But let's think about that for a second. Say you think in this world that's filled with agenda and propaganda that other people are successful. Is everybody more successful than you? Really? Everybody? Are they just making you believe that? We're all kind of in the same boat, aren't we? We are. And yes, there are successful people, and you know them. Maybe you are too. I'm not saying you're not. But if you are, you're probably hanging out with successful people. If you're not success in the worldly vision of what success is, you're maybe on the other side. You know, you're probably hanging out with people like that too. But be honest, you know the answer. We're all kind of in the same boat. So who is more successful than you? Well, I'll tell you who it is. It's those wacky people that are out there in front leading the masses. The people who are speaking the loudest, who have a vision of what they want, have decided what they want, they're going to go create it. I hang out with a lot of entrepreneurs, those people. Elon Musk, you may not like him. Gets a lot done, doesn't he? Makes a lot of noise doing it. Say what you want about him. Not going to say a word about him. But I can tell you this. He's out there in front. Yeah, wacky, yeah, I think so. But he's setting the agenda, and he's setting the agenda in a big way. They're the ones that you're paying attention to, whether you want to or not. Man, they ignore what other people think. Sometimes they fight back against it. They take action. They convince somebody else to support their mission. Sound familiar? So here's another truth. I think they'll tell you. Like they say, is it in the AA, the Alcoholics Anonymous world? If it's to be, it's up to me. So true. Never forget that. When you think about yourself first, you have more time to think about others as well. And I've never met anybody who didn't sit down, think about themselves first, and really truly respect themselves and be responsible for themselves and decide what direction they're going to go and how they're going to change the world, who didn't make a huge difference in the world in some way. Well, you can be one of the 80-90% of people who are drifting along, waiting for others to drag them along. It's difficult not to be dragged along because, man, people are persuasive, aren't they?